Are you interested in politics? Or have you ever wondered how one came to become a politician? I'm Dr. Susie Chen, and co-hosting with me today is Shiva Gopalan from GSA Australia.
In this episode, for Career Talk Podcast for Young Professionals, we will be hearing from a Labor candidate and her journey in entering politics.
Career Talk Podcast is brought to you by GSA Eastern and Resilient Leadership Academy, supporting young professionals in their growth and development. If you want to learn more about our work, check out the show notes and connect with us.
Our investigative journalist from JCI Eastern for this episode is Dr. Hilary Brown. Hilary is a psychiatrist currently working for Barwon Health in Victoria.
Across my own journey, I have taken a particular interest in trying to sort of understand and explore a range of people and a range of cultures, and to be able to expose myself to other ideas, to be able to challenge my own way of seeing the world. From a medical perspective, I have a particular interest in women's mental health, and have worked with a research group in terms of understanding women's experiences, particularly in the postnatal period. And I'm interested in exploring, conversations into the future around how to help, the human experience and alleviate suffering, as well as increasing connectiveness in our communities.
Hilary has brought us a really interesting career discussion about political participation and how one gets into politics.
So today I caught up with Dr. Kate Maxfield, and Kate is a current candidate in the state election and running for Labor representation in the Morwell region.
For our listeners who are not based in Victoria, Australia, we just had our recent state election in November 2022. Hilary interviewed Kate, the Labor candidate for Morwell, just before the election took place.
So in talking with Kate, I wanted to understand a little bit more about the pathway that she took to get where she is today as a current member representing Labor in the state election.
This is an interesting career discussion, Shiva, because not often we hear young people saying that they want to become a politician. You'll be very interesting to learn more about how one decides to enter the political field.
Kate has a background that's really quite diverse. So she is trained as a medical doctor and working in the emergency department down in the Latrobe Valley, in addition to her current work campaigning for the state election. And in addition to that, she also has a history of training in disaster management, and that's informed many of her interests in politics, as well as her role advocating for rural and remote communities. Her pathway has been quite divergent, and as many experts in different fields often describe, that there's been many sort of quite diverse stops along the way. So despite the fact that her training is as a medical doctor and very much from a health background, and then from a political perspective, it's sort of been peppered throughout her experiences. So she described coming from a background where her family were very involved in the Labor Party and very involved in local politics, which has then meant that it's sort of continuously been a feature along her journey and sort of come back to involvement in the political movement, then leading to her running to the election for this year, sort of re-engaging in a much more concrete fashion, and then being backed by Labor as their local representative as well. So in talking with her, understanding that there were many stops along the way and they were quite divergent as well, in that there wasn't sort of a clear linear pathway by any means to get to where she is at the moment.
What a talented individual. Shiva, I don't know about you, but I almost had this superwoman image in my mind while listening to Kate's introduction.
You can truly see through Kate's work and experience that she cares about her community and really wants to affect positive change in that community.
So Kate's had a pretty diverse and interesting career pathway, from medicine to health promotion initiatives to politics. So when I spoke to Kate, I asked her what her advice would be for those who would be interested in breaking into the political sphere, as well as pointers on them getting started. Her main advice was around people joining a local branch in the area and attending their meetings, so just getting their foot in the door And then when the election rolls around, trying to find ways to help out. So there's a whole bevy of volunteers that participate in the election and participate in supporting the candidate, and that's really a brilliant way to be able to gain some exposure, some skills and some knowledge, and see whether it's an area that you want to expand your presence in into the future. So this is a great time to be able to build those skills, build the connections in the field, and the campaign needs a lot of different skill sets. So that's from being able to build an A-frame for a sign to knowing how to target ad spend on social media. So as you can imagine, a very broad range of skills and backgrounds that then are really required in getting an election and a campaign off the ground. And this basically extends to, you know, the backgrounds of all the people involved. So many people come from all walks of life to find an interest in politics, and their unique skill set can be really valuable, not only in bringing new perspectives, but also in the translational nature of that skill set that each person brings.
Absolutely. Running an election campaign is no small feat. I know a few connections in my network who have been running election campaigns in the past few years. It's a lot of work, dedication, and the skills needed to run a successful campaign cannot be underestimated.
Kate's got some really great tips for those that are entering politics. Through describing her non-linear journey, Kate has highlighted that diversity of experience, the building of transferable skills and connections is really important in politics. I also need to recognize the importance and the value of those elements in any career pathway. For me, for example, I found that broadening my experiences through volunteering has helped me expand my critical thinking. It has allowed me to improve my ability to consider all the elements that might be needed for a project, for stakeholder management, or to help me achieve outcomes in terms of marketing or sales.
Getting involved in politics can be very exciting. For someone who works in politics, they will have great opportunities to advocate for people and causes.
So politics is a field that I imagine has many ups and downs. And then asking Kate, you know, what's been the best part about working in politics and why people would love to get involved and what they would get out of it. Kate clarified that, yes, it definitely can have its ups and downs. And the best parts that she's found in her experience running in the state and local election has been around connecting with people, and often then walking away from a conversation feeling really energized, that she'll often find herself in conversation with this amazing, diverse array of people who have different opinions, but also, you know, shared opinions, and that it's been a really great vessel to be able to explore the community as well as the voices of the people within it. And on top of that, it's been really gratifying to work with people that care about the same things that you do, as well as those who, you know, have differing opinions. And that working in that space spawns so many amazing ideas and so many really inspiring opinions, that it's been really special to be surrounded by that environment.
But on the flip side, politics can be brutal. Hillary spoke to Kate about the challenges about being involved in politics.
And I guess the other side to that coin is the parts of politics that can prove difficult or perhaps have presented personal challenges along the way. And I was interested as to whether Kate had any pearls of wisdom that she'd taken away from dealing with these drawbacks. So she mentioned that, you know, one of the major things has been around conflict. So that in medicine and, you know, to a degree as a woman, that she felt that we, you know, that she developed a skill set in de-escalating. But 90% of the best of the time, that's the best option when you face conflict. However, she's also discovered that, you know, with her work in politics, in very particular circumstances, that standing up for yourself, advocating for your opinion and standing by it, you can end up gaining more respect from your opponent and the people around you. And, you know, sometimes you have to accept that you're not trying to make friends with everyone, and that's not the best option. And surprisingly, that can be really validating and really clarifying to reflect on afterwards.
Oh, I love this. Most of us don't enjoy dealing with conflict, and standing up for yourself requires self-confidence and a certain level of conviction for sure.
I guess, you know, thinking about working in a political space as well, you know, it sounds like it's been a very busy time between phone calls, events, keeping track of the policies, and I'm sure, you know, there's a lot more to it that than just that. So I thought it would be interesting to understand how Kate stays organized and keeps it all straight and then still manages to stay sane.
I haven't run an election campaign before myself, but I can imagine how complex and chaotic at times it can be.
I don't know about you, Susie, but I could definitely use some tips on being a bit more organized. I'm really keen to hear what Kate has to say on this topic.
She mentioned that this was quite challenging and a very challenging aspect of assimilating into the that role, and that at the beginning felt, you know, it wasn't particularly something that she had a very good handle on. Sort of reflecting that she'd often wake up, be responding to messages within the first few seconds, and then be responding to them just before she fell asleep. So really struggling to get any sort of clear boundaries around how to engage with the constant flow of information coming in and out. And then she reflected that a lot of that was probably driven by the excitement of wanting to do everything. And that meant that that actually resulted in a neglect of her own self-care as well as everything else in her life, and that there wasn't a whole lot of balance right at the beginning of the campaign. Whereas reflecting on that and halfway through the campaign, she found that creating a really strong team around her of family, friends, branch members, that then were able to share a lot of the load and share a lot of the responsibilities. And that provided a bit of space to be able to have some clarity of mind, as well as moments to stop and think and not be having to make 1,000 decisions of a day in a day and then the exhausting nature of that. So a lot of her advice was around make the most of the team that you have around you and delegating in order to optimize people's engagement and their skill sets. And not only did it make it more fun, but also kept her sane throughout the process.
Many great tips from Kate. Let's summarize them by making a list. Number one, set boundaries so not to get overwhelmed by the flux of information. Number two, create a strong support team to share the load and responsibilities to avoid decision fatigue.
Number three is to get an understanding of what team members' skill sets and strengths are, but also what they're passionate about, and to empower them to succeed.
Thanks, Shiva. Here we go, everyone. Three practical tips from Dr. Kate Maxfield, which can be applied to not just running an election campaign, but also to our own leadership journey.
A huge thank you to Dr. Hilary Brown, our investigative journalist from JCI Eastern, for bringing us an interesting career discussion. And a big thank you to Dr. Kate Maxfield for sharing with us her wisdom.
Are you a young professional with a career question or two of your own? If yes, perhaps we could help. You're welcome to submit your questions through our online form, which can be found in the show notes.
This Career Talk podcast for young professionals is a joint initiative by JCI Eastern and Resilient Leadership Academy. If you'd like to learn more about our work and how we support young professionals in Melbourne, Australia, check out our show notes for links to connect with us.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.